Good morning. I think I know everybody here. My name is Shinryu. And are you having a good morning? What is it to have a good morning? So we just chanted the gatha on opening the sutra. And so we were saying that the Dharma is rarely encountered, even in millions of ages. We have just a passing opportunity to really grasp and encounter the Dharma. Did you hear the Dharma a moment ago? Maybe even in the faltering lines of the chanting? Can you see the Dharma right now? It's encountered only in a single moment out of millions of ages. So today's our monthly Zazen Kai. Zazen Kai means a day of Zazen, day of meditation. Is there anybody who's never done a Zazen Kai before? Anybody who's never done a Zazen Kai with Village Zendo before? Okay, one person. And others of you have done it a few times, and others many times. So what's it like this morning? Is it special? Is it familiar? Is it ordinary? For our Zazen Kai today, I wanted to remind you of the teaching of Master Yunmen, who said that every day is a good day. What did he mean by that? So, feels like we're entering spring. In the neighborhood, I see the daffodils have popped up and the tulips have popped up, and the trees are just starting to show their first leaves. And people in the street are shedding their layers and showing their tattoos. And the sirens continue, and the homeless man on the corner is howling. Here in the Zendo today, most of us who are practicing together are white. And at Sing Sing, among our Sangha brothers, most of the people practicing are black or brown. Master Mumon said, "If you have no vain thoughts in your mind, for you it is a good season." What did he mean by that? So we chant the gatha on opening the sutra before the Dharma talk, and then the afternoon we chant the Enmei Juku Kanangyo, and I wanted to look at that together for a moment. It's a chant about waking up right now in this moment. And it's an invocation of the bodhisattva, the manifestation of compassion, whose name in Japanese is Kanzeon. So it says, Kanzeon, at one with Buddha, directly Buddha, also indirectly Buddha, and indirectly Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, joyful, pure, eternal being. Morning mind is Kanzeon. Evening mind is Kanzeon. Nen-nen arises from mind. Nen-nen is not separate from mind. So just waking up in the morning, in your bed or in the Zendo, is the manifestation of Kanzeon, the manifestation of compassion. And when we chant the word Kanzeon in the ceremony in the afternoon, that's really the key moment to really chant that word fully, with full heart, mind, with all of your body. And to do that, to chant that one word, Kanzeon, wholeheartedly, is to manifest the spirit of compassion. Nen Nen arises from mind. Nen Nen is not separate from mind. This word Nen is very interesting. I recently saw the character, the kanji, for Nen. And it shows the character for heart-mind, shin, and above it, the character for now. So Nen means the expression right now of heart-mind. I think that that's really beautiful. In this moment, in this fleeting moment, the full expression of our heart-mind. And we say Nen in the verse, but we could think about it maybe as mindfulness. Mindfulness, moment to moment. In this moment, the tulips are manifesting on the altar. And now that funny green thing that looks like it's from the Dr. Seuss. What is that? I'm not sure what the name for it is. It doesn't matter. And each one of you sitting here right now is the manifestation of the Dharma. So Yunmen said, every day is a good day. This is a famous koan. And Yunmen was in his community, and he said before all the assembled monks, I don't ask you about before the 15th day. Try to say something about after the 15th day. And no one was able to say anything. So Yunmen himself said, every day is a good day. So what is this 15th day? Well, there are different interpretations, but we could maybe think of it as the full moon, the 15th day of the month. Or we could think of it as enlightenment. So he's saying, I'm not asking you about before enlightenment, but what about after? So before practice and before enlightenment, we are stuck in our conventional subjective judgments about things. This is good, this is bad, I like this, I dislike that, I feel elated today because someone said something nice to me, or I feel dejected today because what I said was so silly. But when our narrow sense of self and our narrow sense of the world drops away, even for a moment, we can't really say that anything is good or anything is bad. It's just the way it is. So Yunmen here is asking us about how we can re-engage with ourselves and re-engage with the world once we've let go of our normal, conventional, narrow sense of things. Say something about after the 15th day. And he's asking about the approach to life of a bodhisattva. what's called an enlightening being in the Avatamsaka Sutra. A bodhisattva is someone who practices not just for themselves, for their own blissful state or peaceful state or freedom, but who tries to practice to be of benefit to all beings in the midst of all the suffering that exists. So when Yuman says every day is a good day, I don't think he's talking about some blissed out state in which everything is groovy, everything is cool. Yunmen wasn't a light teacher, L-I-T-E. It could sound like it's a warm-hearted expression, that he's trying to boost us up a little bit. Every day is a good day. It could sound kind of sentimental. But Master Hakuin said, actually his saying was very cold. Every day is a good day. It's worth remembering that Yunmen's own first awakening experience was actually incredibly painful. As a young man, he went to study with a teacher named Mu Chu. And he would go to pay a visit to the master, and the master would slap him around and beat him up, and he'd run away. And he'd go back again, and the same thing would happen. And finally, he decided to go back one more time. He goes in, and the master starts to beat him up, and he starts to go out the door, but then he stops, and he turns around, and he plants his foot in the door so the master can't shut it. And the master slams the door on his leg, and his leg breaks. And he cries out in pain, and in that moment, he had his awakening. I know it sounds pretty brutal. We don't do that around here if you're new to the village Zendo. But actually, Yunmen encountered the Dharma intimately in his own body, in his own heart, mind, in a moment of great pain. And for the rest of his life, he was crippled. You can imagine him walking around with a limp. Maybe it really hurt when the cold winter days happened. Also, Yunmen lived in the late 9th to early 10th century, which was a time of great political upheaval, a great deal of social conflict in China. And yet, despite the suffering that he had experienced himself and he had witnessed around him, or maybe because of that suffering and pain, Yunmen was able to say every day was a good day. He could take each day as it came, and he could appreciate its ultimate value. He could affirm every day as the expression of the truth. So from Yunmen's perspective, the day we are born is a good day, and the day we die is a good day. The day we wake up is a good day, and the day we feel pain is also a good day. A special Zazen Kai is a good day. An ordinary Zazen Kai is a good day. And like Yunmen, we all experience a great deal of suffering and adversity in our lives, personally. It may be our physical infirmities or our psychological distress, our confusion, our fear, sense of loss. And we're surrounded by the pain of others, illness of friends and family. We see the sufferings in our community and the wider world. We just finished our winter Ongo period in which we were looking at the issues of homelessness, incarceration, and racism. Our winter Ongo came to an end, but those, what Ryotan called social situations, continue. The daffodils spring up, as Musho reminded us in his Dharma talk on Thursday night. And the homeless man is howling on the corner. I think that in the midst of all of the suffering that there is, our practice is not to contrive reality for the self in a narrow sense. Not to get carried away by our narrow conventional views about how things should be. This is really cool. This is really terrible. Not to say we don't have those feelings and opinions. We do. But not to get so carried away by them. But to try to engage with reality, whether it seems marvelous to us or appalling, to engage with reality with some awareness and to act as best we can with the clarity and openness that comes from our awareness in the midst of suffering. I think that's the challenge and that's the promise of practice. So that's how I hear Mumon. If you have no vain thoughts in your mind, for you it is a good season. So a few years ago we read one of the great sutras called the Avatamsaka Sutra, also known as the Flower Ornament Sutra. And I'm still reading through it. It's endless. It never ends. I've also been reading with it a little bit about one of the great Chinese Buddhist philosophers, Fa Tsang, and who was, in a sense, the culmination of the Hua Yang Buddhist philosophy about interdependence. So if you remember the Avatamsaka Sutra, it has this very grandiose vision of not just this universe, but all universes. And all of the Buddhas throughout space and time. Starts out, the Buddha has his awakening experience under the Bodhi tree, and he is joined by all of these incredibly diverse manifestations of the awakened self. The Buddhas descend around the Bodhi tree from infinite number of universes. And the light of the Bodhisattva's wisdom expands throughout all space and time. And there's just endless description of how extraordinary and marvelous all of this is. So it's a very grand vision of the infinite interconnectedness of everything in the past, in the present, in the future. And it's like a visual image of the very lofty vision within Indian and Chinese metaphysical philosophy. And what's so marvelous about Zen and our practice is it takes that teaching and it tries to make it very concrete and very simple, so that we can see what all of that philosophy and what all of that extraordinary imagination, spiritual imagination, really means right now, right here. So that every object, no matter how modest, can be seen as having ultimate value, because it is related to everything else in all universes, throughout all space and time. So the flower arrangement on the altar has ultimate value. And each person in this room, regardless of your opinions about yourself or your life, has ultimate value. Because you are equal to and connected with everything that exists. In the sutra, the Bodhisattva Universal Good teaches, in a single atom, the Buddhas see all worlds. If sentient beings, meaning people with conventional views of the world, if sentient beings should hear of this, they'd go mad in confusion. In a single atom, the Buddhas see all worlds. If sentient beings should hear of this, they'd go mad in confusion. He says, the worlds of the past, great and small, the arrangements they've developed, Buddhas know them in an instant. Enlightening beings know the length and brevity of all ages, and that past, present, and future are one moment. This Bodhisattva Universal Good is the Bodhisattva Samantabhadra. Samantabhadra is the expression of the bodhisattva who has taken vows to enter into the world and act to try to relieve suffering. It's the expression of enlightened action in the world. It's the embodiment of what Yunmen was talking about. Practice after enlightenment, practice after the 15th day. The English poet William Blake was also considered mad by his contemporaries, and he describes the same perspective about the connection between the ordinary microcosmic level of things and the grand macrocosmic level. You've all heard the lines, to see a world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. What a beautiful way to describe Zazen. What a beautiful way to describe Zazen Kai. What does this grandiose philosophy or vision mean concretely in your life? Though it may seem very ordinary, we can see right now as a good moment. And beyond our value judgments about things, we can see every day as a good day. And if we have no vain clouds in our mind, for us it is a good season. Have a good Zazen Kai.